Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Just a dick answer, right?
Just trying to do her job.
No.
It's spring buying season, and our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. They were veteran-founded here in Birmingham and offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans hasn't changed. Before you take next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more information. Go to their website, mortgageright.com/TNR. If you're in Birmingham, call their Highway 280 office, 205-900-7200 to talk to someone right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. So O.J. Simpson passed last week, right?
Was it just last week?
2 weeks ago.
Whenever it was. We were at Slice.
O.J. Simpson's Bank of America credit card has hit the auction block. And let's just say the seller is looking to rake in some serious cash.
It's a business account, it should be noted.
Jonathan Lepore is selling the business account card over at Golden Auctions, telling TMZ he snagged the piece of plastic, which expired in 2023 on eBay last summer, for just $70. Later, Jonathan planned to give the gift the card to his pal's dad, who apparently used to hang out with OJ and Nicole Brown Simpson in the Hamptons during the 80s and 90s. Don't know if he'd really want that if he was a Nicole Simpson fan. But he tells TMZ he hadn't bumped into him since and kind of sort of forgot he even had it until, that is, the news of OJ's passing over a week ago. Jonathan says he's not just cashing in on a piece of OJ memorabilia.
No. God, no. Come on.
He said he's turning this into a force of good. He plans on donating a whole 10% of the final sale to the National Network to End Domestic Violence. The auction ends
10%.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Why would you just not do 50%? Yeah. You're going to get more than you ever got for the $70, and this is going to sound really good.
Yeah, you shouldn't buy this. Why would you want it? When you get rid of your cards, do you shred them?
No, I auction them like he does.
I usually cut them in half, scissors, cut them in like 3/4, and then
I either shred them or I cut it down the part that people read. I cut
the
it down the middle of that.
The problem is when I run it through the shredder, it doesn't shred right.
The shredder I have has a special place for the plastic.
Oh, does it? Yeah. For cards? Yeah. I have not used a check card in forever, though. So
I haven't either.
I'm strictly credit cards now.
Yeah. I've never used a debit card.
Ever.
I've never
been in Buc-ee's.
Really?
I've never parachuted out of an airplane.
You're the second person. On the way out to Talladega Saturday, we had a friend. She was like, we've never been to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I actually sat in a parking lot, picked up Rockstar, Taylor, Kelsey, and EG, and they went in to grab a snack or go to the bathroom, and I refused to go. I didn't want that to be my first experience.
Man, so. You're a man of principle.
Why? I sat there.
It's got to be special.
I didn't want that to be my first experience.
You don't know my weirdo. Life. My life is a Hallmark card. My life has to be a Hallmark card.
So walking in with Rockstar, Kelsey, EG, and Taylor, was it Hallmark enough for you? Who's going
to
be?
We were going different He had to go to the bathroom. Somebody wanted Rockstar. Chicken biscuits. Loser. Somebody wanted buck nuts.
Now, that would be a good bracket challenge. You can only shop at Buc-ee's for a month. You can't buy anything anywhere else.
I would trade that for mine right now.
What is yours? Five shots?
I got to hit 5 shots around the country. I would eat only from Buc-ee's for a month.
No, but I'm talking about everything. Like, you got to buy detergent. You got to buy...
Well, I mean, that's impacting my house at that point.
You can get anything you want at Buc-ee's. You do your own laundry. What's that?
Yeah,
impact?
What is that? You have got divided house. You've got pastor. You've got Dunaway. Uh-oh. You do all your stuff on your own.
Let me tell you. This is funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's really bad that my vocabulary is this bad.
Okay.
But I've even caught myself occasionally when I was taking EG to Talladega when Brown was in the car. I cuss a lot. I drop the F-bomb a lot, just in general conversation.
Am I to blame for that, too?
Maybe. Too. In my house, I usually default to you.
Yeah.
But Maggie had a couple of pastor friends over. So we had at least two pastors in the house last night.
Counting Maggie?
It was Maggie and another one. So two
okay,
pastors.
At least two. Okay.
Two pastors.
I've done it, Dunaway. I did it at lunch with our boy George Wright.
Yeah, he did better than I did.
No, I didn't.
And we have a gate keeping the little dogs from going upstairs. It's basically a baby gate.
Yeah.
And it's not even as tall as a junior high hurdle at eighth grade track and field. But I was walking up the stairs with a salad and a Diet Coke. And I go to step over it. I didn't want to open it up, so I go to step over it. Left leg, no problem. Right leg, yeah. I catch that big toe, and I go, "Mother!" And Maggie's like, "Jim,
there's a pastor here, and you're not even married to him."
I was like, "Oh, sorry, pastors."
You know, it's interesting that the Bible doesn't directly address any of those words.
No, I know.
We've just made it
taboo.
That's
right. The Lord's name in vain is the only one that you're not supposed to do, right?
Well, I mean, there's talk about taming. There's talk about things, but it doesn't directly address those specific words. It doesn't say, "Do not say these words."
Yeah, it's a word we created.
Yeah, but it's a place we've chosen to draw the line.
Yeah, like, seasucker was not a word back then, was it?
It was not.
I don't believe it was. Yeah. No.
Anyway, we'll see what he's able to get for. I'm sure we'll have an update on the O.J. Simpson bank card.
Yes. Yeah,
I bet somebody tries to use it.
So a man was arrested in Santa Monica over the weekend after he was seen using a shopping cart and a sword to grill barbecue in the middle of the street.
I like it, man. This guy, he just figures it out. Yeah. Look at that.
Where is
innovative.
It?
Innovative. Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, where else?
That's in California. Do you know there's 600? This is a stat I saw yesterday. 655,000 homeless people in the United States last checked.
Okay.
One-third of them in California.
Oh, I believe that. It happened before 3 p.m. on Sunday along Ocean Avenue. In the video, the man is seen dragging a shopping cart through a bike lane. The main compartment of the cart is filled with a flaming wood, while the man uses a sword as a skewer to hold meat over the flames. Man continues down the road, pushing the cart with him, eventually stopping, apparently trying to fuel the flames with some Bud Light. Yeah. You see, he's got a 12-pack up there.
Supporting the sponsor, thank you.
He's got Bud Light. Is that a pineapple? Or a palm tree.
Oh, he's a swinger. It's pineapple.
Yeah.
Upside down.
I mean, he's got a pretty good setup.
He's got a lot of stuff going on. Backpack makes me nervous about to bust open.
Yeah. I mean, I will give him credit for being innovative and finding a way to grill on the road.
He's got some wet wipes in the top part.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as...
Bottle of wine. And I'm going to assume there's ice in there, right?
As far as people living on the streets, he's very neat.
He is.
He's well organized.
I give him credit for not saying I'm homeless. It's all over with for me. He's trying to make it by.
Now, he's not cluttered.
As the man walks down the road, eventually a Santa Monica police cruiser pulls over and the officer gets out. The grill master then takes off. Another video showed the officer putting the man in handcuffs down by the beach. Why would you arrest this guy?
What was he violating?
Why take off? He should have just sat there and rode it out.
Officer, would you like a hamburger?
Yeah. Would you like a skewer?
Yeah.
Now, would y'all eat out of that cart?
You know, I'm not going to, but I'm also not homeless. I mean, if I were homeless, I would, Lance.
Did y'all notice how at the Rose Bowl they had the outside grills? You know, they do it outside of Dodger games. It's a big thing out in L.A. And
what do you mean outside grills?
No, like it's people. Like I went to the food truck up here at the Shell station yesterday.
Is that thing good? I've always wanted to go.
EG wears it out.
Yeah, EG says it's fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've got, it's like individual businesses where they've got their own little grill that they're cooking for. And they've got a bunch of different stuff they do on it. Anyway, they were doing the exact same thing this guy was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had a license or not. Danny, the founder of Lost Cause Explore, told the Daily Star that the items from the home had an off-kilter feel to them. And he said his anxiety about the find was heightened because he and his group entered the bungalow at 4:30 a.m. Mm. 31-year-old. Is a carer by day, but he and two of his best friends have been exploring abandoned buildings and sites for the last 3 years. Danny said, quote, "This one was a very creepy one as well. As we go in it at 4:30 a.m., he added that the place felt like if time stood still. He added on Facebook, "I don't have any history on this one, unfortunately, but due to the amount of mold and natural decay, I would say it's been uninhabited for a few years. Lots of items left behind, retro games and a full-size pool table. In the home were dozens, perhaps hundreds of strange ornaments. One shelf, there were several alien statues, including one with the E.T. being playing the saxophone. There was also a Jerry Halliwell bobble doll from her time, the Spice Girls.
Look at that pool table.
I think she was Ginger Spice.
You can tell E.G. played there. Something spilled in the middle.
Spilled coffee in the middle.
It looks like Old Faithful at Yellowstone.
It really does. That is...
But with the cue sticks like that, it looked like it was just recently played. Like this person died and just didn't come back home.
How bad? Where's your microwave? Look on the right side on the floor by the pull tab.
That's where I keep my
microwave. Got it.
Yep. Yeah, just go ahead and hot pocket those right down there.
How bad, though, do you feel if you're the person that's in here taking these pictures? Somebody else goes, honey, I'm home.
What do you think the smell is like?
Oh, it's awful.
Life preserver back there on the wall. There were also football bobbleheads, even Powerpuff girl toys, old mobile phones, photographs, books, an Elvis toy guitar, lots of brass, plastic, porcelain, and wooden horse and dog ornaments.
Some of that stuff would sell better than OJ's card. He should be taking those bobblehead dolls and some of that stuff out of there.
Controversial debate of reclining your seat on a plane. Do you guys ever do it? I never do it.
I've said on this show before, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Yeah. I get like 2 inches of recline. Yeah. It just doesn't really change my life.
Well, it may come to an end soon, thanks to airline companies wanting to cut back on cost. With airlines like Southwest debuting a more streamlined seat design for 2025, it's only a matter of time before reclining seats disappear completely.
I mean, truthfully, if you look how thick that seat is, take out the reclining, and I think you can come up with a better form-fitting seat. Not form-fitting because people vary in sizes, but a different, more ergonomically better seat, as I try to use a word too big for my vocabulary.
They're not going
to
spend money for that. Sorry.
No, but make it thinner. I think you save space by making it thinner, Rockstar. I don't think it has to be that thick.
It's going
to
cost money.
Yeah, that's true. Anything, they're cutting money, but I'm with you, Dunaway.
Yeah, that's their most cost-effective cushion. I see what you're saying. Like, you can make a more comfortable one that's thinner, and therefore give everybody more space, but obviously those materials would be more money.
Truthfully, I think I would. I'm a horrible business person.
I haven't noticed.
I would take out some rows and space people out a little
bit. But you know they've got
a Peloton. Did you know that a lot of people know this, that those seats are used as a flotation device? Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
It's probably important to have those.
Almost every flight is sold out now. Yeah. Why would you take
now,
seats
Now, I would say this. If there's not a sold-out flight, maybe if the seats were removable.
Yeah, you just throw them out on the runway.
Now, pre-reclined seats are also becoming a trend. In 2019, Spirit Airlines introduced its new cabin interior that featured seats that pre-recline on every row, the company said in a press release.
I don't like to recline.
I like to recline at home.
What's great is this whole thing is this is going to save you. They're turning into a positive. This is going to save you 2 inches of leg room.
That's right. Thank you. I need that.
Finally,
do you never recline in a recliner? Sorry, Lance.
I used to have a recliner and spend a lot of time reclined in the recliner, but now I don't have one and don't miss it.
I would,
Interesting.
I've never had a recliner.
You've never had a recliner?
No.
I have not.
I like to either sit or lay.
So you're nothing in between.
You don't like reclining?
I am an extremist.
You really are.
The incoming 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class includes superstar acts such as Cher.
Are you excited?
Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, Tribe Called Quest, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Kool & the Gang.
All of that in this class, Rockstar?
Big class.
That's a good class.
Run through it again. Let's see who belongs.
I can't wait to the four-hour HBO show.
I don't have a problem with anyone, really, except for Peter Frampton.
Yeah,
he made his guitar tall.
No, it was such a gimmick. I mean, I think a lot of
two
people...
Two songs, too, right?
Yeah, a lot of people could have done that.
Show Me the Way, you got... Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Way.
Okay, that's two.
And you got, let's see.
Walk This Way.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'll never forget how disappointed I was the first time I saw Peter Frampton doing that talking guitar thing.
He did, but
I thought he was doing that just like with the guitar. Yeah, I didn't know he had that
little straw in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a gimmick.
Do you feel like we do, the biggest song?
Such a gimmick. Yeah, Peter Frampton, a complete gimmick.
It's like if Houdini had a key to the cuffs.
Well, it's like saying like that John Popper guy, all he does is blow a damn harmonica. Anybody could do that.
Well, that's at least he's playing the instrument the way it's intended to be played, Rocky. Yeah,
say what you want, Rocky. Yeah. Peter Frampton, Hall of Fame, though?
Nope. Yes. Not in my Hall of Fame. Complete sideshow.
Traveler is in this thing? No, okay.
We talked about this on the Meltdown yesterday about how I don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to push that my favorite band, like Foreigner, finally got in after all these years. Like, it's been so many. Now they're finally in. It's like, does that really make them... Are they finally we're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, for some, probably.
They say that.
Let me ask you this, though. So is Lou Gramm, is he coming back with them?
I don't think he can sing anymore.
And do you push the other guy out? I mean, how does that work?
Well, they're in because of Lou Gramm's work. So
another thing is Ozzy can barely walk now, I don't know how. I don't know how he's going to do this.
Was he in with Black Sabbath already?
Yes, this is his as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just people are getting on to me in the chat room.
On who?
On Peter Frampton. I mean, without that gimmick, he would be playing the sports nut in Jacksonville. I mean, the guy it's just a complete gimmick.
It's but sells out shows like you know, Jimmy Page. All he does is do guitar solos. It's a gimmick.
No,
but I never went to see. I would have never gone to see Peter Frampton. Because he made the guitar talk, I would just go see him play the guitar. But I was never a huge Frampton fan.
I was going to go see Nate Bargatze, but all he does is tell jokes.
Rockstar, that is not at all like what I'm saying. He is a comedian. That's what you do, tell jokes. This guy hooked a straw up and made his guitar talk.
But why is he in the Hall of Fame?
That's a complete gimmick.
Oh, I don't care why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Jimi Hendrix plays the guitar. That's not a gimmick. He's playing the guitar.
I could not name one Mary J. Blige or a Tribe Called Quest song. So, like, I'm not fighting for he should be in the... Justifying
Family Affair
artist.
Is a classic.
Brandon says Frampton had one album. Does he mean one good album, or
Frampton
literally
Comes Alive is like one of the best selling live albums of all time. Again, I'm not like a Peter Frampton fan.
Well, you sound like it. You sound like a Peter Frampton truther.
I am. Well, all he does is play guitar and makes it do this stupid
thing. He plays a gimmick.
What's that country song that sings about whiskey?
Yeah. You should know at this point when you're this deep in, either he's going to change or he's not. He's not changing.
He's not changing.
No, so but I just don't understand why Rockstar makes the argument he's making. That's not at all what I'm saying. And I'm saying people who played the guitar the way God intended it when he invented the guitar, that's good. Like Jimi Hendrix, really good guitarist. Right? But because Peter Frampton came up with a stupid gimmick.
So did Larry the Cable Guy come up with a gimmick?
Huh?
He dresses
like an idiot outside.
Larry the Cable Guy is never going to be in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you would not put him in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
One of the top 100 comedians of all time.
I've never found him funny.
I don't think he was either, but I'm saying in general.
I don't think so.
But 100% he came up with a gimmick. I mentioned Bill Burr earlier.
Did you think Gallagher was funny?
I did when I was a little kid, but I mean,
Sledgematic was a total gimmick.
Well, of course it was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think Gallagher would ever be in the...
No, he wouldn't be in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
Kiss's makeup, was that a gimmick?
A little bit. I was never a big Kiss fan. Yeah.
Historic.
Again, it's not about being a fan. I'm not a Kiss fan, nor am I a Peter Frampton fan. I'm just saying, like, he deserves more than he just came up with a little gimmick.
Well, he did. What else did he do? All right, if you take the straw away, what is Peter Frampton? I told you he's playing in the sports nut at Jacksonville. That's what he's doing.
I would say question asked, question answered.
Baby, I Love Your Way is one of his most popular songs that does not include the gimmick.
Anybody could have done it.
If you are looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, a seasoned home buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. And speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgageright.com/TNR. Call Birmingham office 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.